This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Closed door session of ongoing national general convention of CPN UML announces name of a party office bearers. CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli presents the name of party's office bearers. Nepal sends 750 samples to United Kingdom for gene sequencing to verify new COVID-19 variant Omicron. And South Africa's president condemns travel bans enacted against his country and its neighbors over the new coronavirus variant Omicron. Now the news in detail. The closed-door session of the ongoing 10th National General Convention of the CPN-UML was held yesterday night. The closed-door session had announced the names of the party office bearers. CPN-UML leader Sherbadu Tamang informed party chairman KP Sharma Oli had presented the name list of 19 office bearers, including himself. Among the party office bearers, party chairman Oli presented one name for the post of party chairman, one name for the post of party senior vice chairman, six in the post of party's vice chairman, one in the post of party's general secretary, three in the post of party's deputy general secretary, and seven in the post of party secretaries. The closed door session has approved party's chairman KP Sharma Oli name for the post of party's chairman. Ishwar Pokhrel name has been approved for the post of party's vice chairman. Yuvraj Gyamali, Astalakshmi Shakya, Surendra Pandey, Ram Bahadur Thapa Badal, Bishnu Paudel and Subhas Nembang's names have been approved for the post of party's vice chairman. Sankar Pokhrel's name has been approved for the post of party's general secretary. Similarly, Pradeep Gyamali, Prithvi Subba Gurung and Bishnu Rimal's names have been approved for the post of party's deputy general secretary. Tobadur Raimazi, Raghubir Mahaset, Tabilal Biswakarma, Lekraj Bhatta, Yogesh Bhattrai, Gokarna Bista and Padma Arial's names have been approved for the party's secretaries. Nepal has sent 750 samples to the United Kingdom for gene sequencing to verify if Omicron, the new variant of COVID-19, has been found in the country. Health Ministry Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said that the samples were sent to confirm if the virus entered in Nepal. Joint Spokesperson Adhikari said some samples were also being tested at Teku Best National Public Health Laboratory. UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights Olivier de Sauter arrived in Kathmandu yesterday to assess the situation of Nepal's poverty and human rights. Talking to Radio Nepal's Chief Editor Jonathan Bista, Sauter said his visit would be an opportunity for Nepal to assess the situation of poverty and take some effective initiations to that end. During his visit, he said he will hold policy roundtables and meetings with representatives of the federal and local government officials, civil society and communities to assess progress towards poverty and human rights. He further explains his role during his visit to Nepal.
My role is really to identify some issues that may have to be paid greater attention to. Mm-hmm. I present the government at the end of the visit mm-hmm. with a sort of picture of the country. I present the government with a mirror, forcing, in fact, people in Nepal, including in particular the government, to see certain issues that may otherwise be ignored. Mm-hmm. You know, respect for human rights starts with agreeing to look at the situation in an impartial and objective manner, not blinded by ideological lenses. Mm-hmm. And my role is really to present the government with that objective picture. And then the hope is that the government can improve its policies where certain aspects may have been incorrectly designed, mm-hmm. where certain groups may not be benefiting entirely from certain schemes that have been put in place that benefit others. And so that will be my role during this 2-week-long visit.
He also appreciated the Nepal government's commitment to reduce poverty with some form of social protection by 2024. He refutes the argument that some people believe the social protection and relief distribution to the poor and marginalized people can be non-productive and does not have positive impact on long run.
This is incorrect and is based on a misunderstanding about what social protection is. Social protection is not a sort of giveaway from government to reduce poverty provisionally at the risk of endangering the balance of the country's fiscal situation and endangering the equilibrium of its budget. Social mm-hmm. protection is an investment. Mm-hmm. It's an investment in inclusive growth, and it allows families to invest more in education, mm-hmm. to invest more in training. Mm-hmm. It allows entrepreneurs to take risks. Mm-hmm. It allows the growth of the country to be stimulated by improving the purchasing power of the poorest segments of the population. And that is a way also to avoid depression in times of crisis by strengthening the economy and ensuring that it does not fall into severe recession. So there are many arguments mm-hmm. that explain that social protection is not a cost. It's an investment for the future. It's an investment for growth that is more inclusive and more sustainable.
He said he proposed to the United Nations to adopt a new social protection fund to help countries like Nepal in the time of crisis.
In my role as Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, I have, for example, proposed to the United Nations that they adopt a new global fund for social protection that would precisely have as role to intervene in times of crisis, providing additional support to countries facing certain challenges, such as those following an earthquake or following the outbreak of a pandemic. And that is the kind of tool, I think, that I can present, I can propose to the UN, and mm-hmm. which I very much hope can, in the future, help countries such as Nepal in crisis situations.
At the end of his visit, the UN Special Rapporteur said he would share his preliminary conclusions and recommendations at a news conference on the 9th of December. The final report of the Special Rapporteur will be presented to Nepal government and the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva in June 2022. The government has scrapped the license of Nepal Satellite Telecom Private Limited, Hello Nepal. The Nepal Telecommunications Authority said the license cancellation that came into effect from Friday follows failure by Hello Nepal to pay its long-standing dues to the government. A meeting of the Nepal Telecommunication Authority Board of Directors on Friday took a decision to this effect. A total of 158 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 8,918 samples. Likewise, 342 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, two persons died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,523 in the country so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. South Africa's president has condemned travel bans enacted against his country and its neighbors over the new coronavirus variant Omicron. Cyril Ramaphosa said he was deeply disappointed by the action, which he described as unjustified, and called for the bans to be urgently lifted. The UK, EU and US are among those who have imposed travel bans. Omicron has been classed as a variant of concern. Early evidence suggests it has a higher reinfection risk. The heavily mutated variant was detected in South Africa earlier this month and then reported to the World Health Organization, WHO, last Wednesday. The World Health Organization has warned against countries hastily imposing travel restrictions, saying they should look to a risk-based scientific approach. However, numerous bans have been introduced in recent days amid concerns over the variant. Critical talks with Iran to prevent the collapse of a nuclear deal are to resume in Vienna after 5 months. Officials will discuss the possible return of the U.S. to the 2015 accord, which limited Iran's nuclear activities in return for the lifting of sanctions. Iran has violated key commitments since then President Donald Trump pulled out in 2018 and reinstated U.S. sanctions. Joe Biden is willing to lift them if Iran reverses the breaches, but it wants the U.S. to make the first move. Western diplomats have warned that that time is running out to negotiate a solution because of the significant advances Iran has made in its uranium enrichment program, which is a possible pathway to a nuclear bomb. Iran insists that its nuclear program is entirely peaceful. The talks between Iran and the five countries still party to what is known formally as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. China, France, Germany, Russia and the UK began in the Austrian capital in April with US representatives participating indirectly. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be partly in the hilly regions of the country and it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 21.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Closed-door session of the ongoing 10th National General Convention of CPN-UML announces names of party office bearers. CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli presents the name of party's office bearers. Nepal sent 750 samples to United Kingdom for gene sequencing to verify new COVID-19 variant Omicron, and South Africa's president condemns travel bans enacted against his country and its neighbors over the new coronavirus variant Omicron. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.